Welcome to the All Financial Hour podcast with Steve Awe.
The stock market is up, and so is optimism from the financial talking heads. Analyst Ed Yodarny, he recently appeared on Yahoo Finance and said there's no doubt we're in a bull market.
Bull markets can last a long time until we get hit by another recession, and I don't see a recession this year or next year. I mean, the Fed has already raised interest rates. I think inflation has come down. I think it's going to stay down. I think it's a long-term bull market. I got still 5,400 by year end. That was a pretty bold call up like a year ago, but why not more? I mean, people ask me, why aren't you raising your numbers? But I see 6,000 next year on the S&P 500 and 6,500 after that.
Interesting. So, you know, we talk about clients hearing dire predictions and, of course, wanting to run for safety here. So is the opposite also true? And do they hear these comments and want to push in and take maybe too much risk?
Well, I think the toughest thing that we currently have is a 24-hour news cycle. You got to do something with the news. And we have enough news channels out there that if you want to hear that the markets are going to be terrible, you can listen to one channel. If you want to hear markets are going to be great, you can listen to a different channel. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, you know, because he came from Yahoo Finance. And almost any day, if you go to Yahoo Finance, you can go down through it. And the people that think the market's on a tear and it's going to go up 10-15%. And then on the same page, if you go down a little further, they're going to talk about the markets are going to, quote, drop 30-40% decline. So my statement for most people is whatever we believe our biases, that the markets will go up, or if our biases is market will down, we're going to find the articles that match that. So that I believe that that's the important thing of having somebody assist you when it comes to your investments. I think you need a good investment process. I think that investment process should be based on need, not greed. Give me the best return that I can get with the least amount of risk possible. I think that's very important. The other thing that I say is you need protection. Against what? Against sequence of returns. It didn't really matter when the negative years were, when we were adding money to our portfolios. But when you start taking money out of a portfolio, negative years can be very, very difficult. So I think protecting the asset is very important. And that's where I got the three P's from. People would say, Steve, there's three things that I'm looking for. I want to participate in the market that if it goes up. I want protection if the market goes down. And if you can get me a predictable income, that would be real important. So those were the things that we kind of based the practice around. And that's why when we start to look at the investment side, Market Guard, Brad Jenkins does a fantastic job. He gives me all of the options that I'm looking for. If you're that, I'm very aggressive and I want to go for it all, I've got portfolios for that. If you're that conservative side, that, hey, Steve, I really don't care if you make any money. I just don't want to lose money. We can have market exposure in that way. Because I think that's the important part about us being a full service firm. We don't just do investments. We don't just do insurance. And we don't just do annuity. We do them all. We also help with the planning for taxation. What about those legacy issues? Have you thought about those? So we bring all of these into it. And I think having a portfolio manager that uses a proprietary process, non-emotional, methodical, and mathematical formulas to figure out the most important things that most people are looking for. When do I hold? When is it time to sell? And if I did sell, when do I get back into the markets? And that's where I believe that Market Guard assists us with our clients. So if you're looking for a process that can protect during the down markets, and then we have returns that are the best return with the least amount of risk possible. If that's what you're looking for, give us a call. Ask about Market Guard. Let's get in and sit down and talk about the investment philosophy around Market Guard.
It's estimated that American home buyers and sellers spend about $100 billion on commissions each year. That's because realtors typically charge about 6% commission, which is a lot higher than other countries. So when it comes to managing retirement accounts, Steve, I read an article that said many financial advisors charge a commission of about 1% on the total assets under management. So is this something that you do? Is this standard? Are there other fees we need to be worried about?
Well, in the we do assets under management, and we do charge a fee for it. You know, we are going to charge a fee for it. But the difference that we have is a lot of the verbiage around when people talk about their fees. And my question of it is what are you getting for the fees? Because I think that's the most important thing. Because I tell you, we're not the cheapest out there. I don't proclaim to be, you know. But we look at it, and I want to fully disclose that when I'm doing my summary of plan for people. Here's the fees that I'm going to charge. I think that's up front. And people will ask, well, why do you talk about fees up front? I said, I don't want to get through the entire planning process and we got a problem with fees. Let's talk about that right now so that we can look at it. And then I'm also going to say, what are you getting for your fees? You know, when we look at it, we're going to look at the taxation side of it. Would Roth conversions make sense for you? We're going to look at those legacy issues to find out, how are you going to pass assets on to your children? So we look at that. I'm not a firm that the only thing we do is meet with you once a year and talk about your investments. We're going to meet with our clients quarterly. Why? Because I think that when the noise gets too loud, people come in and they sit down and talk with us. So I believe fees are a part of the industry. My question for you is, what are you getting for your fees? If you'd like to come in, we could do a fee analysis on your current portfolio, and we can talk about the things that we do that we believe go over and above just making investment advice.
I've seen ads in magazines and even online asking, hey, did you qualify for the annual Social Security bonus of $16,728? And immediately I'm thinking, I'm not sure about this. So I didn't click any deeper. So, Steve, I want to know from you, is this bonus real? Is it fake news? I mean, how can we maximize on the benefits that we're eligible to receive?
No, there is no bonus for, you know.
Man, I was hoping there was.
And nobody's really figured out where the heck that information's coming from.
Clickbait.
But no, Social Security uses a lot of formulas to figure out exactly what you should get for Social Security. The ways to increase your earnings, it takes 35 years. Well, if you got 4 years of zeros, any kind of employment would assist in bringing your Social Security benefit up if you're getting rid of zeros. We can go from start at age 62, or we can go all the way to 70. What is the best thing to do when we look at that? Well, we'll just look at Steve and Sherry for a minute. Steve had a deal that he could take $2,000 at full retirement age. But if he took it at age 62, he'd only get $1,434.
Mm-hmm.
And if he waits until he's 70 to take it, he get $2,533. Folks, that's a 76% increase on the amount of Social Security you can get. So a lot of people think, oh, I'm just going to turn 62. I'm going to turn on my Social Security. And that might work, but you're going to leave a lot of money on the table. And a lot of people say, well, they might shorten it or they might do this, inflationary pressures. If you've qualified by being 62 when these inflationary things came in, you still get it. And the break-even point is about age 80. If you are going to live past age 80, the delaying of Social Security is probably the one of the most important thing, especially for the higher earner within your household. You know, so spousal benefits, because a lot of people look at it and say, okay, what happens when one of the spouses pass away? The amount stays the same. The amount of Social Security is going to pretty well stay the same. If I was the higher earner and I survived, I will keep my benefit.
Mm-hmm.
If I would pass away, my wife would get to keep her benefit plus enough of mine to cover the amount of what my Social Security was. She doesn't get my benefit. She just gets enough spousal benefit to equal those amounts. So that's when we get into Social Security. It's very important to look at. There are some general rules that we'll follow for different things, but I think optimizing your Social Security is one of the most important thing that you can do. Because most people, like I said, don't realize it's a 76% increase. It goes up by about 8% almost every year that you delay taking your Social Security. So if you're asking that question, should I take my Social Security? When should I take my Social Security? Am I getting the optimization that I'm looking for? give us a call now. Ask for that Optimation report. Again, I will state, Social Security can't be done in a vacuum. I will need to look at your other assets because it would not make sense for me to tell you to wait till 70 to take Social Security instead of full retirement age if you don't have the assets to do that. Give us a call now. The Social Security Optimization will be a part of a comprehensive retirement plan for you and your spouse. Give us a call now. Ask for Social Security Optimization.
Only in the 21st century, get this, a woman who has gone viral for describing how she got a date with a guy.
I saw this really cute guy at the grocery store the other day, so naturally I followed him to the checkout counter, and when he gave the cashier his credit card, I peeped it to see what his name was. And then I Googled him and found his social media profiles, so I went through his friends list and I found his mother's page, and I saw that she was a member of this book club that's in my area. So I sent a request to join the book club. So I went to the book club meeting and I met his mom there, and we bonded over some books that we both liked.
Oh my gosh.
And I brought it up randomly and conversation that I was single, and she let me know that she had a son that was single also that lived in the area, and maybe it would be cool for us to get together and chat sometime. So I gave her my number, which she gave to her son, and this morning he texted me and asked if I'd like to get together this weekend and do something.
Oh my gosh. First of all, this sounds like the plot to like a bad, you know, murder mystery Lifetime movie.
This will be make a movie later.
Oh my gosh.
When she knocks him off.
Seriously. And dating today, I'll tell you what, it's different than when I was dating. I mean, someone stalks me at a store, we got problems.
Yeah.
And that's really what it comes down to. She's either stalking, she's trying to make a joke of it, or, you know, dedication. And she later admitted that she was really kind of making it a part just to kind of show how easy it is to find someone's personal information these days. I mean, she has a point. It's pretty simple to do that. You know, Steve, people listening right now, they're probably shopping for a financial advisor, maybe checking you out online as well. What's that initial meeting with you like?
Well, I think it's very important. And that's, like I said, hearing a story like this reminds me of why I steer pretty far away from social media. You know, I looked up his social medias, got his mother's name, you know, because you think about all that stuff when you're filling out your logins and your passwords, you know, what was mom's maiden name?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if we actually looked at it and somebody came to your front door and asked you all the questions that get asked to you on your Facebook profile, would you give it to them?
Probably not. You get good point.
But we walk right in and we give all that information to the Facebooks of the world, you know, and there's so many of them out there. I don't know what they all are. So I'm going to say, be really careful, you know, with sharing the information about yourself or your family on social media. It's just a lot of the questions boil down to those things. So let's go from there. But if you're shopping for a financial advisor, please come in, sit down. A lot of people say, you know, what's that first meeting going to be like? One of the things you come in, I want to find out what your wishes, hopes, and dreams are. What's retirement look like for you? Because I can guarantee it, everybody out there listening, everybody's got a different picture of what their retirement's going to be. And it's amazing when I actually bring a couple in and I say, what does retirement look like for you? And I get two different pictures. Because a lot of people have not sat down and talked about what does retirement look like for you? Because I look at it, when you're doing it, you're saving money for someday. The day you retire is going to be someday. So we're going to look at those things, find out what your wishes, hopes, and dreams are. Then we're going to look and we're going to gather the information. You know, I'm going to need copies of statements to do a risk reward report. If you haven't taken Social Security yet, I'm going to need what those are so we can look at that optimization report around Social Security. We're going to ask about your current incomes. Do you have a pension? You know, do we have pensions, Social Security, railroad? How is our income going to come in? And then we're going to look at Social Security. We're also going to ask about estate and legacy planning, you know, because we believe those are a part of the planning process. And then we'll look at that risk reward. You know, how much risk do you plan on taking? Are you aggressive? Are you conservative? How do we make a plan that fits your deals? Because everybody's going to be custom. About 2 weeks later, we're going to take all that information. We're going to analyze it. We're going to come back and give you a summary of that plan. We're going to say, here's how you get your income streams. Taxes. Would it make sense to do tax planning? And we're going to answer those questions from there. But it's a fairly simple process to come in, sit down and talk with us, and then come back and get an analysis.
One of the biggest financial transactions that you'll ever make is when you leave a job and decide to move your 401k from your workplace account to somewhere else. There's a recent survey that finds that half of all Americans turn to a financial advisor to figure out, you know, what do I do with this? Steve, is this something that the average person can handle on their own, or do they need to sit down with you, a professional?
I think a professional is best at this time. Why? Because of the fact that most people don't realize you have four options with your old 401k. Leave it where it's at, transfer it to a new employer, move it to an IRA account. Those are all three non-taxable transactions. Or you can go ahead and have them write you a check. Well, that's a taxable transaction, and they have to hold at least 20%. So those are the things that you need to look at when you start looking at. I believe that outside of the 401ks, we usually have more options. We usually have more options. There could be, if you're working for a giant company, there could be slightly more expenses. But the question I ask people, what are you getting for the expenses that you're paying in your 401k? Because most people say, well, I'm not paying anything, Steve. And I said, then we do the analysis and they are paying something. So that's the thing that we want to look at. And we will walk people through that process. It's a lot easier when you get on that phone and I say, my name's Steve All. I'm a financial advisor. And I got Joan on the phone with me. They know that we're going to try to convince this client to leave their money where they're at is not part of the game. We're looking at possibility of a rollover. So if you're 59 and a half, have a 401k, from an old employer or your current employer, call now. Ask about the rollover and what the investment options would be, and we can assist you with what is a very large financial decision, what to do with your 401k. Give us a call now. Ask for that 401k rollover.
Thanks for listening to the All Financial Hour podcast.
Insurance products are offered through the insurance business All Insurance Group, LLC, AIG. All Financial Group, LLC is an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, IPW, a registered investment advisor. IPW does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by All Insurance Group, LLC, AIG are not subject to investment advisor requirements. IPW and All Insurance Group, LLC, AIG are not affiliated companies. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. All Financial Group LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by All Financial Group LLC.
This radio show is intended for information purposes only.